This is Anishinaabe Way, lives, words, and stories of Ojibwe people.
Hello, my name is Mike Keyport. I'm a Grand Portage band member. I am the great-grandson, one of the great-grandsons of John Bear Grease.
And where can we find Bear Grease family members now?
My mother, Viola Keyport, she's been quite involved with the Bear Grease race over the years. She was born and raised here in Grand Marais. She also has a sister, Teresa. And one other aunt of mine would be Patricia. They all three live in Moose Lake, and that's all the granddaughters left on the Mercer side.
So how does it feel to have such a famous relative?
I think this John Bear Grease's history here on the North Shore is such a huge part of northeastern Minnesota's history, and I do feel quite honored. And you know, every year when the marathon comes around, it's a little bit emotional almost. That it's quite humbling. Yeah.
Is there a favorite story that you've heard over the years about him that you'd like to share?
It's not really a story. It's fact, but I think it's cool that before he was ever hired by the United States Postal Service, he was already delivering things up the shore. People knew him and his brother had a trap line, and they knew that they would go up to Grand Marais or from Beaver Bay, wherever it was, and they would ask. They say, "Well, can you drop this off at my sister's house?" And, "Well, certainly we would." So he was actually delivering mail, if you will, before he was ever hired as a mail carrier. He boasted one time of making the run from Two Harbors to Grand Marais in 28 hours. And if you think about that, the biggest thing that impresses me is these mushers now are on a state-groomed trail with bridges. When you think of all the rivers you have to cross when you go down the shore, that had to have been challenging on just a footpath with basically mutt dogs. I mean, they weren't Alaskan huskies like the guys use now, so that had to have been quite interesting.
He lived in various towns and villages, I think, on the North Shore, but primarily the family lived in Beaver Bay, is that right?
Yes, that's what I've read for sure, but he would commute to Grand Portage. And I believe I also read that when they built the harbor in Grand Marais, he was kind of a jack of all trades. He knew there was work up there, so he went up and helped build this harbor. I don't know if the time frame, but somewhere in there, that's where he met his wife, which was Louise Wishcup. They, you know, then they settled in Beaver Bay, and that's where they raised their family.
Do you know where they lived in Beaver Bay?
From what I've read, it was down on the point. If you've ever seen pictures of Beaver Bay from years past, there was the Indian village was down on the point there below that bridge, or maybe that bridge wasn't even there then, I don't know, but it looked like a pretty cool community.
And is there anything there to commemorate that at all?
Yes, there is. There's an Indian cemetery there. I was a little unsure who was all buried there. So what records they had and what headstones were left, they pieced together who they believe is buried there, and they made one monument with a brass front to it that lists all who is buried there, and John Bear Grease himself is buried there also.
And what is it like for you to be involved directly with such a historic event?
It really is fun overall. I've been involved over the years. When I speak of a memorial on the trail, we also have a eulogy that my mother wrote. And it just kind of spells out what he accomplished over the year and wishes the mushers a safe journey. And it's a very neat thing. And I've read that in the past, and people are very acceptive of that, and they offer tobacco appropriately. And that's kind of a heartfelt part of my duties, if you will.
Does the race board do anything specifically to honor John Bear Grease every year?
The Boise Fort band has a drum group that will be playing at the opening ceremonies. They also have a pipe ceremony and the drum ceremony, and I always thought that was very, very appropriate. And on the trail, typically in Beaver Bay over the years, the family, my mother, I believe my mother was the one that actually started it, some family member would make like a beaver hoop. We'd have the marathon mushers autograph this, and then the winner of the marathon, we would give one, and then the family member would keep the other one. But I think it's very appropriate to do something, and the board of directors also, but they don't forget that who we are honoring here.
Do the past winners of the race, are they aware of the history of John Barrack Race?
I was at the finish last year when Nathan Schroeder won, and Jason Rice, the president of the Barrack Race, he said, well, it'd be appropriate if you greet him first. And my niece was there also, and so that was kind of fun, actually. And I spoke to Colleen Wallen from Two Harbors earlier this week, and she says, I always bring a little thing of tobacco, and I leave it, sprinkle it on the trail as close to the gravesite as we travel. And I always thought that was a good story. So there's many people that are very, it means a lot to them.
This is Anishinaabe Way, Lives, Words, and Stories of Ojibwe People, a series produced by Stacy Droulard with music by Keith Sekola. Funding for the series comes from the Minnesota Legacy Fund and WTIP Community Radio.